We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball with the Nottoway Valley Wolverines head coach Dan Jamison. And, Coach, you've gotten one game in as we talk in this interview. How are you feeling about your baseball team here at the start of the season?
Like I say, only one game in, but, you know, we were able to put up some runs and, you know, felt pretty good on some of the stuff we did that game. The pitching started out a little rough and kind of settled in. And like I say, you look back at it, and if we could have just executed just a little bit better on defense, you know, the runs might have been there to hold up. So, you know, it wasn't at all, you know, you'd love to win every game, but just so you're seeing some of the progress and some of the things, little things being done right to hopefully add up to wins down the road.
Yeah, you're losing a couple of seniors off of last year's squad that won two wins, of course, only had two wins, but of course the season was disrupted by the tornado. How much is it just to have a normal start to a baseball season this year? I'm sure the kids are glad for it. I'm sure you're glad for it as well.
No, yeah, you know, like I say, last year was unprecedented, you know, the tornado coming through town and shutting us down for a week and then, you know, trying to get our footing again. And it was just kind of, you know, three or four of the kids were displaced and, you know, so they were having to adjust that way too. And so, yeah, it's kind of nice just, you know, back to a regular season start and, you know, you have your normal track and golf issues, you know, you had to, you know, like every coach does, you know, some deal with soccer too, you know, that, you know, you got to deal with those events and practices. And, you know, now things are starting to settle in just to baseball, and it's kind of nice.
Yeah. One of your players that you lost was one of your starters from a year ago, Deacon Mullen, who made five starts for you, eight total appearances. So, you know, Eli Harris, obviously a workhorse for you a year ago, saw a lot of different action on the mound. So how do you feel about Eli? How do you feel about your pitching staff coming into the season?
Oh, like I say, you never have enough pitching, it seems like. You know, you start penciling games out and everything, and like, you know. But I think we got some guys that are going to be able to get up on the hill and compete. Eli's going to be one of them, of course. You know, Ty Strode, one of our juniors, I think he'll give us some good innings. There are several of them. Paul Berg's in the mix there. Remington Woosley, Will Schilling. Yeah, there's several guys that are just going to have to step up and give us some good innings, and I think they're very capable of doing it.
What do you like about Eli in terms of his abilities? What style of pitcher would you say, or what is he more successful at on the mound?
Oh, he's good at, you know, attacking the edges and, you know, trying to get, you know, get the batters swinging, you know, stuff that, you know, they shouldn't be swinging at probably, but he does a good job of staying around the plate and, you know, getting the ball put in play for us, and, you know, we just got to trust our defense behind us.
No doubt, no doubt. What about offensively? Who do you see some of the bats trying to produce the runs for you this year?
And of course, Paul and Eli. You know, Paul's primary one, Paul Berg, and Eli. They've been playing since basically they're freshmen. You know, so they've gotten a lot of varsity action, and, you know, they, you know, get going. I think they could be pretty vital there. Key and Stevie, you know, he'd be, you know, one of the top two guys in the top two of the order. And, you know, we have a freshman at the top of the order, Titan Foster. He's got a pretty good mindset and pretty good play discipline and puts the ball in play well. And Remington Woosley's got, you know, he's a very capable bat. You know, there's up and down the order, we got guys that I think will put the ball in play for us and make the good things happen.
Is that, how much of an emphasis has that been, just trying to put the ball in play, generate some more offense, because it seemed like sometimes runs were hard to come by last year?
Oh, yeah. You know, like I say, last year we had quite a few guys that were just getting their first varsity experience, varsity at-bats. You know, sometimes you forgot about that, you know, that they're sophomores or, you know, and younger sophomores and hadn't had that much varsity experience. And now they've had that experience, you know, and, you know, I think it's going to pay off for us.
How do you feel about defense up the middle? It seems like a lot of coaches like to emphasize that. Catcher, shortstop, second, center field. That's always a good place to, you know, be sound at in high school baseball.
It seems like it should be pretty solid. You know, Ken, behind the plate, Ken Stevie, you know, he's a pretty hard-nosed kid. He's throwing the ball pretty well this year, you know, just from practice and limited time we've had on the field for games. But you got Paul. Paul's our primary shortstop. Eli will be there when Paul pitches, or Eli might be at second base, or Ty Strode's at second base. They're very, very capable second baseman. You know, like I say, it just depends on who's pitching that night, of course. And in center field's our freshman, Titan Foster. You know, he's like kind of one of the more different kids. He's just got a real good attitude and a good nose for the ball. So I should, you know, like I say, might have some growing pains along the way, but I think we'll be solid.
What can you say about a guy like Paul Berg, who is probably important as a leader to this team, shortstop? He had 362 a year ago. So obviously, led the team in hitting. Obviously, very important kid. You know, what can you say just about his leadership and what that means to this team?
Oh, yeah. You know, as Paul goes, you know, we'll probably go some nights. You know, he's just got to, you know, stay disciplined at the plate. And, you know, he's one of the vocal guys. He's on the field. He knows where the ball needs to be on every play, and he's vocal with it. And, you know, I think the guys kind of lean on that a little bit. And, you know, he knows. Yeah, you know, he's got a pretty good baseball IQ out there. It really helps us along.
And so what this team was at one point a double-digit win team. It's fallen down from 14 to 6 to 2, so obviously some work to be done. But like you said, it seems like some of the kids have more experience this year than they did last year. What's the key for this team to have some success this year?
Like I say, just, you know, in the field – just being focused and ready to go and making the plays behind the pitcher and at the plate, you know, getting our pitch to hit. And I don't think every coach probably says that, but, you know, showing good play discipline and getting a good pitch to a good ball to put in play hard and just see what happens.
Well, let's see what happens throughout the season. Hopefully some good things. It starts on a Thursday night with Mount Air. Friday night, you host Red Oak. Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Dan Jamieson, head coach for Nottoway Valley Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.